Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.
We saw some good things in the game. Not pleased with how we played the first half with our frontline guys, but very pleased with how some of our guys that are fighting for a position played in the second half. They did a lot of good things. Each time we go out on the field, we learn a little bit more about our team. Going into the game, it was a big game for some players. Starting lineup, or just making the 53-man roster, and we have a better idea, but of course training camp isn't over yet. This next game will be important for a lot of our guys. Today we had a chance to go back to training camp type practices, offense versus defense, without worrying about an opponent. Got some good work done. Whenever it rains, you know, it normally rains a little bit during the season in Chicago, so it's good for us to get some good wet ball drills in. You know, without going into detail, most of the guys were a little bit better than what I thought during the, in the course of the game. Had a bad taste in my mouth right after the game, but after I saw it, we didn't give up any sacks, didn't turn the football over. Those are positive things. On the defensive side of the football, we played third downs a lot better in the second half, and a lot of players are involved in that. You know, a big emphasis has been placed on that position, left tackle. We have other things going on too, but Jamarcus Webb has done some good things. Chris Williams has done some good things. We need both of those players, as we, you know, of course, need Gabe Karimi also. But, yes, their play picked up against a good defensive line. Disappointing whenever, you know, we had a plan in place for him, but injuries are a part of it. You know, after you have a, you know, collision like that and you lay on the turf, you just, you know, him playing, not the first thing on your mind. Just glad that he'll be okay. But these things happen as a rookie. You know, a lot of players have had to go on IR their first year, and normally learn an awful lot from that year of being out of football. We let them know throughout. You know, if a guy isn't playing well, I mean, you really don't have to let them know. And as a general rule, if you're not playing well, you're on the bubble. So they know that a little bit. But for some of the players, yes, we let them know the importance of this third preseason game when we did a little bit more game planning and things like that. But, and we'll continue to do that this week. Guys, after that last effort, they know now we really are down to a few more practices in that last game for them to show what they can do. Yes, and you know, they are making progress. Once you break training camp, you know, the practices aren't as hard as they are down there, so you have a time really to make some ground as far as injuries are concerned. Guys are getting treatment, but yes, everybody is on pace the way we thought they would be. Oh, we have hope for Johnny. I've seen him improve so much. And I'm just not talking about since the injury, but just you know, in the offseason. All you can do if you're Johnny Knox is just come in every day and work. And he started almost immediately, and it's been like that every day. But I know it's tough for him, you know, at the level he's played at, not to be there right now, but he's getting a little bit better each day. It's about opportunities, and you know, you have to step up when you get that chance. We've seen a lot of players you know, step up. You know, a guy like Joe Anderson, you know, most of you don't know an awful lot about where he's from and where he played college ball, but he got an opportunity, made a, you know, couple big plays. Receiver-wise, you get a chance to make a lot of plays, but I like that receiving group. You know, whether we keep 5, 6, 7, whatever, we're going to feel pretty good about them. We all dream about, you know, if you're an athlete, you know, making that game-winning play at the end, or just being on an NFL team. That's the dream of everybody that comes here. Some of them you have to, you know, cut that dream short a little bit. It's hard telling them that, but that's just a part of it. You know, eventually they're going to tell all of us to go, you know, they want to go a different direction. We all realize that.
Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.